Good Sunday morning, Tri-State. This is the Charlie Butler Real Estate Show. Bobby, I've got a couple beauties here today.
Thank you, Charlie. What? Oh, wait, you're not talking about me, are you?
No.
No, you're absolutely right, though.
Yeah, they're both, at least they're high on each other. They're both telling each other how cute they look, so we'll see. To my far right is the president of Butler DeArmon Real Estate Network and the Charlie Butler team, Candace DeArmon.
Good morning, Charlie. Good morning, Tri-State.
Good morning, Candace. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay.
You weren't super late this morning.
No, I wasn't super late. I've been doing a new thing with, Lenny, mm-hmm. who is a dog, but he's a child. He has to have just a little bit of pumpkin mixed in with his food, otherwise he gets sick. And also chicken. The pumpkin, I found a new way to, because I'd get a whole big jar of pumpkin, but then after a week I'd have to throw...
Because, yeah, he just eats a little pumpkin. Yeah.
Yes, but I read something about putting it in ice cube trays and freezing the rest of it.
Mm.
And it was a good idea once I was able to get the pumpkin out of the ice tray. Yeah.
You need to get those silicone molds.
The silicone? I just got a regular ice cube tray.
Get the silicone.
Okay.
Pop that right
and then they'll
out.
Pop out.
Yeah.
So now I don't know if I can use the rest of that pumpkin because I had to let it sit for a little bit. And then I still had to, once I got one out, had to microwave it. It was a... whole thing, but Lenny wasn't going to let me go until I.
Yeah.
He's the boss.
Lenny is Candace's child, even though he's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Although she has a real child.
I do. I have two of them, and they get along great.
So, and to Candace's right, I don't know why people care if it's left or right. It's the radio.
Yeah, she might be across the room for all we know.
So, if you're visualizing this. Sitting next to me in between Kansas and I is Corey Walton and another beauty who knew about silicone ice?
Yeah, silicone trays or molds or something.
Okay, I'm going to look for them
because
this isn't a thing that we've been doing since January whenever he got sick. So,
Bobby, you want to get to be friends with Corey. Corey has the nicest pool. what I'm told, okay.
I've seen pictures,
I've seen pictures, but she does not.
You know, he went out, got a new Speedo. He's just waiting on that.
Right? I know. It's a biodesign pool. It is. It's very cool.
Okay. Well, Charlie's ready to do cannonballs.
Have you seen pictures, Candace?
You showed me pictures.
Yeah. It's good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It should be.
And. Both these two are very successful real estate agents and they do a great job for their clients. And speaking of clients, Corey, we were talking off air as Candace, I'm going to let you handle this instead of me because I think you're better at this as far as explaining the buyer,
Mm-hmm. The buyer's agency agreement. Yeah. How are you dealing with that?
So I actually don't mind the buyer's agency agreement. I just found out that there are lots of agents that are just showing up at properties and having people sign. And I'm not a fan of that at all because I feel like it kind of blindsides a client.
Yeah.
So I do all of that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just kind of lays out the responsibilities and duties that I have as their agent. Makes everything very transparent. That way, if they don't want to sign or they are concerned about it, all of that is up front instead of me driving across town and them refusing to sign because I don't like to waste my time. So it's a lot of reasons. I mean, for them and for myself with just having everything up front. So I don't mind it because, I mean, you wouldn't go to an attorney and, just... assume they're going to do what they need to do without signing or paying anything.
Right.
Where we don't take money, but it does create that, at least on paper.
So how are you dealing with, and I know the biggest problem is people think they're going to have to pay.
Right.
How do both of you deal with it?
Well, luckily for us, or unluckily, I don't know. The commission's always been part of the offer in a way. But on that buyer's agency, it does show the commission is going to be paid to me or to us, I guess. And I just tell them, this is what the commission is. It becomes part of our offer. if the seller decides to not pay that, you know, at the end of the day, it all just needs to make sense in numbers for the seller.
Right.
But it's just part of the offer now, so.
And unfortunately, you know, we're used to, we would see the commission mm-hmm. if we wanted to look. I rarely ever looked, but on MLS data, mm-hmm. but we don't know what the commission is now.
Well, nope. It just becomes part of that offer, so we can.
Yeah. Candace, what do you do when they object? As far as the money, I think that seems to be. Would you guys agree that seems to be the biggest concern? People think they're going to have to pay,
mm-hmm. especially people that are, you know, they've barely been able to get to the point where they have their down payment, and you know they might need closing costs, or they might have had to have saved for closing costs, and they're thinking, oh, I don't have the money to do this. I try and educate them that I will negotiate that in with the seller in the offer right. that we send. Now, I'm like you, I want to have them sign it up mm-hmm. front. And I have had two that have completely ghosted me after
I've had that too, but I mean.
Yeah. And but I'd rather them do it then than me drive to a property and then them.
Yeah.
And again, they're kind of blindsided if you just present it right then.
Yeah.
I send it ahead of time. And most of the time, people just call and ask questions. Mm-hmm. But occasionally, I mean, I had the one guy, I've never heard from him again.
Yeah, so. I've had that too, but I just look at it. I mean, they're going to run into it, whether it's me or someone else. So
yeah,
I'm the first stop, I guess. Yeah. But what Charlie was saying with what made me think of a listing, and our old listing agreements used to have where the buyer's agent commission was on it. It's not there anymore on the new ones.
Right.
But I feel like good listing agents kind of prepare those sellers for what Candace said, that a buyer may not have that extra. So you kind of need to expect that is going to be part of their offer. So I, luckily, knock on wood, I haven't run into any, like representing the buyers. I haven't run into any seller not willing to pay, yeah. as long as those numbers make sense.
I don't think we have either.
No.
I haven't heard from anybody on the team.
To me, I think that the educating the sellers
it's just as important, I think.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Because whenever they were first seeing this on the news, they were like, oh, well, I only have to pay 3% for commission.
Yeah.
You know, they can, you know, the buyer's agent pays buyers pay their own agent.
Yeah.
And educating them that you're going to lose some buyers, you know, because they...
Right, they can't.
They can't.
Yeah.
So that's just, and you know, once you explain that to them and mm-hmm. that it is basically this is another way for me to advertise your house,
yeah.
you know, because buyer's agents are going to bring their buyers. And
yeah, absolutely.
And that usually sellers don't have any more objections after I explain it. So is that, mm-hmm. that's what you ran
into?
Yeah,
for sure. And I think sellers too, or even buyers, assume that if they go directly to the listing agent or go without representation, they're going to save that money.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that can be really scary, mm-hmm. you know, because our responsibility is representing our client, whether it's on the buyer or the seller side. And, you know, if my seller has me and the buyer has nobody, you know, my responsibility is to make sure my seller is protected. Nobody's there to protect
Absolutely.
The buyer.
Yeah, we haven't really seen that much of a problem. You know, I mean, you hear about, as Candace said, you hear about it every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's not a big deal. But so have you got any, Corey, I know you're more of a listing agent. You know, you, well, yeah.
This month I am.
Yeah, I've signed a lot of listings for you right this month.
Yeah, this is the most listings I've ever had at one time. I have 7.
Wow!
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, and I can't remember. I think half of them are pending, but yeah, that's new. I know you have given me such a hard time over the last couple of years that I need to be more balanced on buyers and listing, because I've always been heavy on the buyers. I really enjoy working with buyers. But I will say, with the listings, I'm busy, but it's a better kind of busy.
Yeah.
It's a sit at home in my pajamas kind of busy.
And, you know, I've been over here trying to decide.
I had to open that door for you.
Okay. Bobby Corey's one of our top agents, but I can call her at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She's still in her pajamas.
Now, to my defense, it is not pajamas. I do shower and put on like sweatpants.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, okay. It's like a step above, okay?
And what was it? When they were putting Corey's pool in, I forget what she was telling him to do something. I said, those guys are out there going, friggin' trophy wives.
Yeah. No, I definitely look like I probably don't live at that house when I have people there, but it's fine.
You had, well, I'm, this has nothing to do with real estate, but you had an interesting thing happen at your aunt's house.
Yes. Am I allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just, you know, obviously we don't want to use any names probably or anything like that.
Funny that you mentioned that because I looked up on the Indiana My Case. Mm-hmm. If anybody has never looked that, use that website.
It is a fun rabbit hole to fall into.
It's a wealth of information.
Candace
doesn't know about this. I'll have to show you.
Okay, so I live next door to my aunt, and she was on vacation, and we live at the end of a very long road, and it like ends in a cul-de-sac, and we're surrounded by stripper pits of water. So it was 4 a.m., and my husband jumps out of bed because we hear sirens, and he runs to the window and he said, they just went down your aunt's driveway, which she has a very long driveway. It's not, you know, we live on, I think I have 4 acres and I think she has 5. So it's down there.
And her aunt's an extremely nice person.
Yeah. Super, super nice. So he's looking, he says, well, I don't see any smoke. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good. So I go to our back deck and I look, and there's at least 3 police cars in their driveway down by the garage. I can see the lights. And I tried to call my aunt. She didn't answer. I texted my uncle a picture. I'm thinking that their alarm just went off. Uh-huh. And so that's why the police are there. Well, then I see the policeman go knock on their door. So I'm like in my pajamas and I'm yelling across the yard and I'm like, they're not home. And he is like, I need you to come down here. We need to talk to you. Anyway, long story short, this guy was breaking into cars, led the police on a police chase, ended on the cliff of my aunt's, which is a 40-foot drop into the water, where the car that he had stolen, the back tires were off the ground. Like, it was hanging on the cliff.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm in there in my robe and pajamas, like, over there taking pictures, making sure... but yeah, it was crazy. I think by the end of it, there were 8 different police officers. There was Boonville, Newburgh, the sheriff's department, and the state trooper.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because he crossed, I mean, we live kind of borderline, so he crossed city, I don't know what it's called at that point, but yeah.
Wow. When did this happen?
Like two weeks ago.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and the guy that is still in jail, he had just been released. He had been arrested in February in Vandenberg County for also stealing cars.
Oh.
So yeah.
He's a busy guy.
He is. He needs to pick a different hobby because he's not good at that one.
Wow.
Yeah. So what did Gina say when she called?
I had to call my uncle, and he actually answered because the police had to get permission to drive the tow truck onto their property.
Right.
But of course she was freaking out. Once they got home and saw where the car had been, there were great big tree roots. And I think that was the only thing holding the car from going over. But yeah, I'm glad she wasn't home because she is very, high strung is not the right word, but she, I think would have been in a full panic, chaos. It would not have been good if she would have been home.
Yeah. She is a nice lady, though.
Yeah, she is.
And so Candace, you've got, and you may have had it when we, last time we did the show, but let's talk about it again. A very nice listing on Arcadian,
in Arcadian Acres. In Arcadian, I know.
I said Arcadian Highway, and it's going, it's not on Arcadian Highway. It's, and then boom, it went. Yeah.
There it went. Yeah, it is 7613 Taylor. See, now I'm having a hard time getting my words out. And it's in Arcadian Acres. It's a beautiful home. Just about everything has been redone in the house. So it is 3-bed, 2.5-bath. One of the bathrooms has been added to the basement. Now, the basement is not finished, but it's very close to being finished. So somebody could come in and it's a full basement. So, but it's a beautiful home.
And that neighborhood is so nice.
I know. I love that neighborhood.
Yeah, I do too.
And at this point, they've asked us not to do open houses, but we are doing private showings.
They agreed to let me do one on Friday.
Okay,
so
good.
I am going to do one on Friday. So, yeah.
So, and what time is that? Is that open house?
5 to 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah. 5 to 7. Let's see. Well, hang on. We're not going to be.
This will already have aired.
Well, Candace will sell the house Friday. Check. Call Candace at
812-455-6338.
And just in case it didn't sell, yeah, she can give you a private showing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Corey, you got buyers, don't you?
I do.
Well, bring them over to Arcadian Acres.
I know. I need to.
That is a pretty house.
Yes. Yeah.
And here in the near future, I think you're getting a nice listing in the Eagle Valley.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be at the end of this month. Okay. That we get that one up and going. So, very nice listing.
Yeah. So, stay tuned for that. And, Corey, I know you've got... You apparently like your mom. I had the same conversation with your mom, I've had with you over and over about buyers.
Yes.
Your mom was 85% buyers.
That's the same conversation. You have been.
And she said, I'm running all the time and I'm just not making that much money. I said, and I had a broker metrics thing there, which, and I need to look and see what your percentages are now.
Right now, it's probably, I would say it's maybe half and half. I really enjoy working with buyers, and I do make money, so I don't mind.
I think everybody, Candace and I have had this conversation before. I think everybody enjoys working with buyers.
Mm-hmm.
But, and a lot of people don't understand this comment, you make more money with listings. And people say, well, the commission is the same. But with a buyer, you have to be there. Mm-hmm. With the listings, you could theoretically, your 7 listings, someone else could be showing all those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you could be on vacation for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a different kind of busy, but mm-hmm. I like it.
It's hard to get to 50-50. Even the ultimate, and I'd love to see if you have got that far. Because probably the ultimate listing agent who just focused completely on listings was Wayne Ellis. And Wayne went on Wayne, and we were in the Nashville airport, and it was like 55. He got to 55, 45, but he was still heavier on buyers.
Hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see where yours at. Why do you think you're getting more listings?
I wish I knew the answer to that. It would sure help with my business if I knew that.
It's just one of those things where people call and
Yeah. I mean, I had two. Well, the one I just sold, or it just went pending. I knew it was coming, but I just didn't know when. And she called me on a Sunday, and it was listed on Monday. And that one I was not expecting this soon. So I don't know.
Okay. And that's fair. I mean, we don't always know. I mean, sometimes like, let's see, your, your people in Arcadian Acres. That was kind of a surprise there.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just happened to find a lot where they wanted to put they're wanting to downsize, and they've got a camper that they travel, you know, mm-hmm. that's what their plans are.
Yeah.
So they just want a lot in Evansville that they can have that mm-hmm. and live on it,
nice.
You know, or mm-hmm. have a little building for family to come or whatnot. But for the most part, they want to travel the country, and
nice.
That's what they're doing. Yeah. So this that's lot cool. became available, and they said, okay, well, we want that, and then we want to list ours. So that's where they nice. Came from. So, yeah.
There's all kinds. I mean, I'm sure you did the same thing with the Eagle Valley when we talked about it as a past client.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, there's tons of ways, whether it's from this show, from a friend, from, you know, a friend's unfortunate situations where a friend's parents have passed away.
Mm-hmm. Divorces.
Divorces, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Candace can speak personally on that one.
I can. Yeah. I can.
but no, there is all different. I mean, we do all different situations. That's something I'm always interested in, Corey. What is your strangest deal?
Are
different, you know, something that just where it was really different. And you can change a little bit where, you know, you don't give away the person if you want to.
Do you have a story in mind that I've told you?
No,
I can't think of one at the moment.
You've had so many.
I've had some crazy, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to come up with them on the spot.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. I have all these crazy things that have happened. And then, like now, Charlie will say, what's your craziest story?
Yeah.
All my clients are normal.
Right. Well, I think the most, I guess, unfortunate was kind of family of family. And this seller had to live in assisted living, and she had freeloading children live in her house.
Yeah. I know where this is going.
Yeah. So we couldn't list it as fast because the power of attorney person had to then go through the eviction process of these, you know, family members that were living there, which that's not a crazy story, just an unfortunate one,
yeah.
I guess.
Tanya had a deal similar to that. Remember the people were living there and didn't want to sell?
Yes, yes. I'd forgot that one.
Yeah.
Which this was sad because it was their mom. Like, get out so she can sell this house.
Right, and like, do what she needs to do.
I think it was the first listing I saw. Maybe not the first listing I saw. May have been. But it was on my first year. There was one person. I'd only dealt with one person I had any connection with. I made it. I wasn't from here. And I didn't make an effort to reach out to anybody. I just pounded the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my wife's administrative assistant, her mother was going to the nursing home, had to sell her house. So Pam, the daughter, calls me and is on Harton Drive there near the country club. And it sold reasonably quickly. You know, back then they didn't sell like they do now, but still it was a month, 45 days. And she, so we get to closing. We closed the nursing home. And the lady's sitting there, so all she had left. And she is sitting there crying while she signed
the
paperwork.
That's so sad.
I know.
Yeah.
You said don't name names, and you're naming names and address and...
Well, I said the word...
Time frame.
And unfortunately, my wife's administrative assistant for 20 years mm-hmm. has passed away.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's part of the reason I enjoy this so much, because you do deal with the unfortunate mm-hmm. events, but at the end of that deal... It was a good thing.
Yeah.
But then you have the people who I sold a house because they got engaged, like, while I was showing them houses, not the day after. Like, I knew it was happening that night because they canceled a showing and it happened. So then, you know, then they just had a baby and I went to their wedding before they had their baby. So it kind of creates that whole thing too. So you have like the real high highs and then you have the low lows. But at the end of the day, you know, whether it's a divorce or death or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, our jobs are very important to help yes. close that chapter.
Mm-hmm. I sold a house on, we're going to leave addresses out, right? Yeah.
Well, we do need to pay some bills real quick.
Oh, thank you.
That is a,
The Charlie Butler Show is brought to you now exclusively by Bossy Tile, and we want to thank them for increasing their sponsorship. Not thinking of much with 3 minutes to go, but, you know, we're kind of, sorry, Jeff, but we are having Claire Kincaid on in 2 weeks from Bossy Tile.
I believe so, yes.
And Claire is a very good closer, and also Claire is doing a lot of their marketing too, mm-hmm. you know, getting out and talking to agents. So, and this is not the Claire Kincaid that was in Law and Order, okay? This is a younger version of that, but she's very sweet. Bossy does a good job. Bobby just gave me the peace sign.
their number is 812-421-4000.
Can you sing it like the Empire commercial?
I can't. Okay. I don't sing. Yeah, I don't have
But anyway, Bossy, they've done a great job for us, and I know for others that use them because they've got such... Yeah, their closers are nice, but they've got such good behind-the-scenes people.
Yeah, they really do.
That, you know, they've got an attorney right there on staff. They've got excellent people.
And don't forget about Norm.
Oh, yeah. You've got...
And Phil.
And Phil now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they added another little dog.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil is Norm's little brother. Mm-hmm. And so they go everywhere with Jeff. I haven't seen them the last two times I've been there.
I didn't see them whenever we were in there the last time, but I did whenever we were in there Friday.
No.
I kind of wondered if maybe Jeff wasn't in that day.
Yeah, Jeff is involved in another title company. And they also, by the way, Bossy has an office in Tell City. Mm-hmm. So for those who are listening up in that area, there are not a lot of title companies and got one of this caliber. There in Tell City. So anyway, that's Bossy Tile. And what's her number again, Candace?
812-421-4000.
All right. And we are about out of time. Corey, you come back next week, I understand.
Yes.
Okay. Which, but anyway, Bobby, it's time to wrap up.
Yes.
Okay. Bobby's been quiet today.
He has been.
I'm just, I don't want to interrupt all that's going on. Yeah.
All this, he's got his cubby blue on, though. Not really cubby blue today. A little too light for that.
It's first place blue. That's
first place. No, Candace has got cubby blue on. It's fading.
Oh, it's fading. Nice.
Oh. So on that note, we'll go.
Yeah.
So, but real quick. Candace, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me on my cell phone at 812-455-6338, or they can reach me on the team phone, which is 812-430-1708.
Corey, when you're laying out by your pool, I know you keep your phone out there, so yep. How can they get a hold of you?
812-760-0826.
And Charlie Butler, if we can't sell your home, we'll buy it. It's, or we'll at least make an offer. 812-499-7758. So for, Bobby, you want to give your phone number out?
I do not. Absolutely not.
And so for Candace DeArmond, for Corey Walton, and for Bobby Gates, this is Charlie Butler. Have a great Sunday.
The following program is paid for by the Charlie Butler team. This program has been paid for by the Charlie Butler team. From the Kate Foppel Ford Studios, this is News Talk 1280 WGBF.